This is a 980 CKNW podcast.
Thanks for being with us on this Sunday morning. Well, there was a story in the news just a few days ago, and you might remember it. It had to do with a woman who was being verbally assaulted on Canada Line. And what stuck out for many people was the fact that only one person intervened. A young man, a rugby player, intervened to come to her help. And it's raised the question about getting involved, what the laws are, what the laws maybe should be. And do you put yourself, do you make yourself very vulnerable when you are, in fact, getting involved in a scenario like that? Well, joining us to talk a bit more is Paul, a bit more about this, is Paul Hergott, a personal injury lawyer with Hergott Law. Paul, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Excellent, Jill. It's nice to be here.
It does raise the question, is it the moral code that perhaps we should be stepping in and helping people, or is there the need for a law to force people to do this?
Well, I think we've seen again and again, and there have been some really, really horrific circumstances in the news where people have been brutally raped or murdered while bystanders do nothing. The incident that happened on the SkyTrain is a Canadian example, far less horrific, though it could have become that. Our moral standards don't seem to be enough to push us along, and that's where it's been suggested that the law should change to require something of intervention.
And I suppose to take the other side of that, or to put yourself in that position, I think for most of us, we would like to think that we would step in. And if we saw somebody who was being attacked, either verbally or physically, we would do something. Even if it's something such as in that case on the Canada Line train, nobody even pressed the button for the alarm. And I get it if you're perhaps fearful for your own safety and you don't want to physically get involved. But the fact that nobody called 911, nobody, it appears, texted the see something, say something line, or tried to alert authorities that something was going on.
Right. And it's easy for us to look in from the outside. And it's particularly easy for someone like me, who's, I'm over 200 pounds, maybe I shouldn't be, but perhaps my physical stature would make it that I would feel more comfortable to step up, where others of less physical stature might feel fearful. But there's this psychological phenomenon called the bystander effect, and it's about a lack of personal responsibility to step in when there's other people around. And a law to require something, anything, might break through that.
I think back, whenever we have these discussions, I think back to, I think it was 2008, and it was a story, a horrible story in Gastown of a young woman. Her name was Rachel Davis. She stepped in with a friend to break up a fight with a guy who was being beaten up on the street. The attacker, a gun was produced. Her friend was shot. She was shot and killed because she stepped in to break up a fight. And I think it's that kind of fear that you never know how sideways things could go if you intervene in an ongoing dispute.
That's true. And the law that's being proposed, that I wrote about in my column, being proposed by the law professor, American law professor Amos Guiora, would not require anything that would put yourself in jeopardy. It would require the minimal step of alerting authorities.
And how would you, but how would you even enforce a law like that?
Yeah, well, you've got a circumstance like the football players in 2013 that hauled an unconscious young woman into their dorm rooms and raped her. And there was a roommate who was pretending to be asleep. He was uncomfortable with the situation. And then later, went into the next room, not alerting the authorities. And the evidence was there in the prosecution and conviction of the folks that raped this young woman. But this person who did absolutely nothing, the evidence would have been there to prosecute.
And suppose, too, in the moment, her argument would have been that she felt unsafe. Had she woken up or they'd known that she was awake and knew what was happening, she, too, could have become the victim. But I suppose then the law would come into place as soon as you are in a safe situation that you can say something or do something, that's when you're obligated to do so?
Yeah, in that particular circumstance, it actually was another football player who was a roommate who did nothing. And stepping in at the time while the woman was being raped, like, oh my gosh, you try to put yourself in that situation and imagine not doing something. But the law would not have required it at that time. It would have been after the situation is over, the woman is already raped, at least making the phone calls to the authorities, make sure she's okay, you know, that kind of a thing. Imagine if this got extended to other crimes. Imagine if it became extended to, you were required to alert and call authorities if there's an impaired driver. And right now, there is no obligation, and I think there should be.
And what about as well, because we unfortunately also see cases where not only do people not do anything when somebody is either being attacked, beaten up or whatnot, but bring their phones out and take photos or document it rather than calling authorities. Is there a law or should there be, do you think, as far as not only are you ignoring it, but you're actively recording it?
That's about as offensive a circumstance as you can think of, and there have been recent news stories about exactly that kind of a situation, a person being beaten horribly and then pulling up their phones and recording it. The law that's being proposed that I had written about is about alerting authorities, and certainly if you've got cell phone coverage of yourself recording the event, that would be really, really good evidence to support a conviction. I think the law should go further, though. I think the law should require something. Goodness, shout out from a safe place. And if our laws required something, anything of intervention, maybe that would break through this bystander effect where psychologically something happens to us that we don't want to step in.
In the case of, and just to use this one because it's one of the more recent ones, and on the SkyTrain, on the Canada Line car, if you're in a closed environment, I can see as well, if you're fearful, here's a man who, and you're right, if you're a smaller person, you've already got that working against you because you don't know how things are going to play out. You see this man yelling. You don't know if the two people know each other. You don't really know what the situation is. But at least alerting somebody. I mean, there are panic strips on a SkyTrain. So even when you're in that closed environment, there is a way to call for help without even anybody knowing that you did.
Yeah, goodness. Everyone on that SkyTrain would have had a cell phone in their hand, texting and going to the internet and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's so much that could be done. And had this rugby player not stepped in, someone had at least alerted the authorities, the very next stop, the authorities could have been there and could have stopped the train or whatever it was. But thank goodness this fella stepped up. But like I said earlier, he's a, I think, 23-year-old rugby player. He's sure, he put himself in personal jeopardy, and I salute him. But how easy it is, how much easier it is for him and or someone like me to do that than perhaps some of these other people are on the train.
What are your legal rights if you do step in? Say things in this case had gone sideways and perhaps the man had picked a fight with him and he ends up getting injured, or he ends up throwing a punch and injuring the guy, the attacker, in the first place. Do you then put yourself at risk of, say, an assault charge, or do you put yourself at risk legally?
It's a really interesting area of the law, and in fact, that's going to be the subject of my follow-up column this week. And I've done a little bit of research on that, and I'm not considering myself authority at this point, but the law is all about reasonableness. So in a circumstance like this, he did exactly the right thing. He pushed the attacker, did not cause any injury. Let's say, though, he pushed the attacker down and just wailed on him with his fists until he was unconscious and his jaw was broken and he was bleeding. Well, clearly that would have been excessive in the circumstances, and he absolutely would have faced not only civil but criminal prosecution for being ridiculous about the situation. But the law doesn't hold someone stepping in like that to a very high standard. It becomes really quite apparent if you're stepping way over the line.
Well, I look forward to reading your next column, and I think this is a conversation that people are going to continue having, and about this whole idea of people not wanting to get involved and what our duties are as members of society. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for shedding a light on this important topic.
All right, that is Paul Herg.
You've been listening to a 980 CKNW podcast. Listen live at cknw.com, the Radio Player Canada app, TuneIn, Amazon Alexa, HD Radio at 101.1 FM HD2, and on the AM dial, 980 CKNW.